Pardon? Can you repeat that, what they took with them? What they ate? How they lived?
Well, they had to have so much money and gold to get on the boat at all. Mm-hmm. And enough provisions, apparently, to do them, or money to buy after they had used what they had. For 6 weeks, how could you keep anything that wouldn't be perishable? So then they just lived on sea biscuits or something like that, or whatever the ship provided. But they were supposed, and that they had to have so much money, and although their passage on the boat was free, what they were paying for was their food after that, and I suppose wherever they.
Do you know how they would have arranged the passage on the boat? Who owned the boat? Do you know?
Well, as far as I know, the boat was given by the Prince Consort, Albert, Victoria's husband, was the one that provided. There were two boats, but I know the ones that my grandfather came on was the Blanche, but we never did know, only Judge Short went and found out. He looked up the records and everything. It was the Blanche, and a miserable boat it must have been. Well, as sailing boats went in that day, mm-hmm. It still wasn't good. It wasn't like actually it was supposed to be carrying pig iron, whatever they're going to do with that. But they were glad to get away. Now, maybe it was the best thing that ever happened, because what chance was there there? It's a poor, poor place yet. Mm-hmm. Although right now, there's offshore oil off the coast of Lewis, and lots of it, and there's great potential there. Now the nationalists are trying to separate from England. They're the next that are going to start cutting up. But I hate to see that. But I believe they will. The Scottish Nationalist Party. And there's quite a... Of course, none of that would be... anything to do with the people from Lewis. That wasn't their idea at all. They were loyal British subjects, ready to die for the Queen. For the Queen, mark you. Oh, yes. They had these great songs of... from the war. When I remember those fellows singing them. I died for queen and country. Oh, Jamie, hold your hanky out and place it on my wound. You see, the blood is flowing fast. It scatters on the ground. You know, I died for queen and country. You know, you think they were gaily dying. But that's the way they were brought up. You know, to die for their country. No, and the Lewis... They always put the Highlanders at the front of every battle, you know that. It's no wonder they were thinned right out.
They were considered good fighters?
Pardon?
They were considered strong fighters?
Or they just wanted to get rid of them? Yes, in the First World War, when they came out in their kilts, the Germans were scared of them. You can just imagine. And, I know that in the First World War, two of the men from the island of Lewis were ambushed by a German patrol. They were trying to escape from a German prison, and they were in kilts. And they said, the German patrol started questioning, and they started talking Gaelic. And the German didn't know what to make of them. They didn't know where they came from. They thought they might have been part of the German Empire. They had no idea. And so they got through, because they just confused them with a lot of Gaelic nonsense. So there are a lot of people. Now, Norman and Annie MacGregor, they always speak Gaelic, but